Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The insurance industry is in the midst of significant transformation driven by shifting risk landscapes, rising customer expectations, and rapid advancements in data and technology. Insurers are rethinking pricing models, streamlining claims processes, and increasing transparency to stay ahead in today's complex environment. These evolving trends are changing not only how insurance products are created and delivered, but also how individuals and businesses interact with coverage to safeguard what matters most, according to Kevin Glazer, president of Risk and Insurance Services Consulting, in his book, Inside the Insurance Industry, 4th edition, Insurance Help for Individuals and Businesses. I'm Lori Tortis for AM Best TV. And Kevin Glazer joins us now to discuss that and other key insights from his book. Kevin, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's great to be here, Lori.
So, Kevin, can you tell us about the latest edition of your book and the inspiration behind it?
The inspiration was from my oldest son, who back in 2010 encouraged me to share my knowledge with other people. I'll share an example with you that has really stuck with me through the years. So I was an expert witness in a court case in Hawaii, and one of the jurors, she was a young college-aged woman at the time, said that she didn't understand insurance, even though she was a juror member, right? But she went on to say that she didn't even know what insurance meant. And to me, that's unacceptable. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people feel the same way. It's a confusing topic. It's something that they really don't understand well at all. And so the intent of the book is to share some ideas, some knowledge, some useful information with people. And it was written for a wide audience versus a narrow audience. So in other words, not just for people within the insurance industry, but for almost everyone.
So Kevin, what are some of the most important emerging trends reshaping how insurers manage risk today?
Well, I'll share a couple. The first one is predictive analytics, and the second one, artificial intelligence or AI. So with predictive analytics, I'll explain this from the standpoint of what I used to underwrite many years ago. We would look at the individual risk, okay? So we would look at things like years in business, the class of business, COPE information, construction, occupancy, protection, and exposures, if there was property involved. Loss history was a big one. So it was that individual risk. With predictive analytics, what's happening is there's a lot of data that's being looked at and fed into insurance carriers that has to do with things like geographic territory. So is it prone to natural disasters in this particular territory? The class of business, let's say, for instance, that you have a restaurant that you're underwriting. With a restaurant, you could look at your own company's data. You could do that, but it's limited, right? So now it's expanded dramatically. And it's like all of the restaurants can be looked at. What's the experience for all of these things? So in addition to the important things that used to be looked at, which are still looked at, it's expanded dramatically. I like to refer to this as kind of a law of large numbers approach. Law of large numbers is concerned with exposures and the predictive analytics with data. The other area that I'll just touch on, and this is a little different perspective, and that's artificial intelligence. And insurance companies are data driven, so they're trying to use artificial intelligence, but my concerns with this is different than them using the information. Okay, so where does artificial intelligence come from is one of my questions. It just doesn't magically appear. People get it from somewhere. In fact, there's some current lawsuits against big data with some claims that they're using information that was generated by other people. Okay, so that's a concern. One of my concerns is insurance companies are actually underwriting companies that use artificial intelligence. How is that being used? How is that being underwritten? I don't believe that ISO has yet addressed artificial intelligence in their policies, but I think that's going to be coming. It might be like a COVID-19 situation, right? So the attorneys are always looking to the insurance policy for defense coverage and for damages. And I'll bet you anything that artificial intelligence is going to be one of the areas that is going to be a hotspot in the future.
Absolutely.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Kevin, how are evolving pricing models and claims processes impacting both insurers and policyholders across various lines? And how are insurers adapting these functions to meet today's changing risk landscape?
With the pricing models, again, with a lot of data, the insurance carriers are becoming more comfortable with the underwriting and pricing of risks. It's always been underwriting judgment that's involved, especially with the larger risks. So more and more data eventually should result in better and better decisions in whether or not a specific risk will have losses into the future.
In what ways are insurance operations evolving to improve transparency and to also better serve policyholders?
That's a good question, but what I'd like to address is not necessarily the things that insurance carriers are doing right, because my job as a consultant and expert witness is to look at things that can be improved. Okay, and a couple of areas that I'd like to mention that I think are still problem areas today have to do with the product of insurance companies, and that's the policies. So the first one is delivery of policies. There are still situations where an insurance company doesn't know for sure whether or not an insurance policy has been delivered. So if they mail it out by a U.S. mail, U.S. mail is not 100% consistent, right? So there could be a situation where something gets lost in the mail. Another situation would be where the insurance carrier sends the policy to the insurance agent, and the insurance agent, for some reason, fails to deliver the insurance policy to their insured, or they can't prove that they did. And the delivery of the policy is so important because insurance companies have a duty of good faith and fair dealing with their insureds, and the insureds have a duty to read their policies. But if they don't get their policies, they can't read it, right? And I've just kind of scratched my head because when you get a credit card, what do? You have to call in to activate the card, right? So there should be a way for insurance companies to say, like, okay, call in when you get this, and not necessarily that the coverage is in effect at that time of the phone call, but you can document that they did in fact get it. But the other area concerning policies is retention of policies. I think a lot of people realize that when they do their taxes, they need to retain the old tax returns for a number of years. Okay, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, whatever it might be. If you own a home, perhaps longer. With insurance policies, I've not seen that written on any insurance policies. And it gets to be a problem if you have a claim that goes back 2, 3, 4 years and you no longer have that policy. So that's an area of problem. And the other thing that insurance carriers are doing now, they'll send you a full set of policies when it's newly written, but then that's it. So maybe you get declarations pages in the future, but you don't know necessarily that you'll no longer get a full set of the policy. So there's kind of a disconnect there that I think the industry should address.
In what ways are policyholders becoming more involved or informed in the insurance decision-making process?
I feel you need to differentiate between the large, sophisticated insurance company, or excuse me, insureds, businesses, for instance, a utility company, international manufacturer, large risks versus almost everybody else. So with the larger risks, they actually can invite underwriters to come in and they'll discuss their account and they'll let them know things that aren't necessarily on their 10K, 10Q reports, and if they're a stock company, and they can address losses, they can do a lot of things, but they can kind of help manipulate or come up with the pricing that underwriters will ultimately use to write their policies. Not so much with the smaller accounts. They really don't have a lot of influence on the pricing situation. And that's one of the reasons why I developed the Risk Analyzer, which is a software program that helps the smaller businesses and individuals identify and I guess evaluate risks prior to writing insurance policies.
Kevin, looking ahead, what major shifts do you foresee in the insurance landscape over the next decade, and how should insurers and the industry now be preparing for those shifts?
Well, one of the things that I think is vastly underestimated is the proliferation of online insurance sales. Consumers these days want speed, ease of use, immediate pricing, and the online sales deliver those things. They don't seem to be as concerned these days with the coverages, but that's kind of a different discussion. But it's going to explode, in my opinion. And whether right or wrong, I just think that the independent agents, the carriers, aren't giving enough attention to that area. Another area is, for years now, the insurance brokerages and insurance agencies have been consolidating, merging, et cetera. I think you're going to see that more and more on the insurance carrier side of things. So there's going to be consolidations, alignments, whatever you want to call it, between the insurance carriers. And the last thing, there's been some problem areas, I'll put it. And those have been identified over time now. So some of this started with Sarbanes-Oxley, and that came about because some problem areas with stock companies were discovered, right? And so there's actually legislation that promoted the Sarbanes-Oxley rules. And more recently, the Department of Government Efficiencies. So all these things have led to discoveries of areas that could be improved. And I think insurance carriers and I think large brokerages will start having more independent audits of their book of business, their processes, and different things that can improve the way that they're doing business. And I think that third-party consultants like Risk are going to flourish in the future.
So, Kevin, what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
Well, I hope, first of all, that they'll have useful information that will make an impact in their lives. And secondly, that people realize, as far as when it comes to insurance, that there's always room for improvement, whether that be for an individual, for a business, for insurance brokerages, agencies, or carriers. Another thing, I hope that they feel that insurance is less confusing, it's less expensive, less boring. And the last thing that I'd really like is for at least some people to consider the insurance industry for their career.
Absolutely. Kevin, this has been so interesting, so insightful. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Kevin Glazer, president of Risk and Insurance Services Consulting and author of the book, Inside the Insurance Industry, fourth edition, Insurance Help for Individuals and Businesses. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.